You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Sing it, Frank.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is now 7 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this TGIF edition, Friday, November 14th, 2025, the third anniversary of the Todd Albaugh Show. We are celebrating here high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the intersection of State and Fairchild in beautiful downtown Madison. Zommers, before we go any further, let's take a look at the old Sam Davidson street cam that we have named for our former producer here. He is a producer again, actually, at Civic Media. Look at that beautiful downtown Madison at the intersection here. Cars going by. The leaves almost now fully off the tree across the street. The corner building you see there is where many of my coffee dreams died. That was supposed to be the first location of Fifth Element Coffee, and through many complexities I won't get into, I lost $25,000 on that deal and had to go to a different location. So anytime I get too big of a head, being Mr. Radio Boy, and I can just look out the window and say, well, look at there. There was one of your failures, Todd. So it keeps you grounded. It keeps you honest. Zommers, how you doing?
Doing well. You know, a fine occasion to be here on the third anniversary of this.
Absolutely it is. Glad to have you along. It is 8 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for a Wisconsin fun fact. Here we go.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and your
That's right. Time for the Wisconsin fun fact. That is the Wisconsin State Ballad. That's real. Sung by one of the authors of the song, Sherry Saracen. All right. Fun fact. On November 14th, 1861, the 4th Wisconsin Infantry was among the Union forces that began an expedition to Accomack County, Virginia. Today, if you're looking for a Big Mac in Accomack, may we recommend the McDonald's location at 25297 Lankford Highway, Onley, Virginia, 34182, phone number 757-787-7888. Wisconsin fun fact. That became quickly one of my my favorite segments on this show. You got some, a fun fact, a fact, and then it was something fun. How about that, Zommers?
Absolutely. And now you know where to get a Big Mac if you're ever in wherever that is.
That's exactly Accomack, Virginia.
That's right, Accomack.
All right. As Johnny Carson once said, and I'm no Johnny Carson, and so it has come to this. Here's a fun fact that's not so fun, but it is a fact. This is real. And not the most easy thing to say, but yesterday, about 25 minutes before showtime, I was informed that today will be my final day at Civic Media, and this is the final edition of the Todd Albaugh Show for now, at least here on Civic Media. Look, I'm not going to go into all the details. I'm simply going to say I was told this is important to me, and I want to make sure that I make this clear. Everything I'm saying here, this is an amicable separation in terms of I'm very grateful for these 3 years here, and I'm not going to bag on my company or my bosses, and they were kind enough to allow me to do a last show, which many people in this industry are not allowed to do. So they trusted me to keep this classy, and so I'm going to honor that.
And that means a lot to both of us.
Yes, it certainly does. And so I want to use this hour to look back. Today is my final day. I did not, important also, I was not let go for disciplinary reasons or low numbers. I was told it was budgetary reasons and for the long-term financial viability of the company. And, you know, when things like this happen, they're not allowed to go into a lot of details. I respect that. Look, it's a tough industry a lot of times for a lot of people. And as our friend who has been a mentor to me in this industry over the last couple of years, Kelly Call, former president of CBS Entertainment, there was a great article in you know what, he was essentially let go at CBS after 3 decades helping build that to a number one network in America, keeping it there for several years. And they essentially said, Kelly, it's been, you know, you really should retire, and showed him the door. And he kept it classy. And he, in this article, he said, you know what, in this industry, we're not always given the ability to choose our departure. And that's the way it is. And it doesn't diminish our body of work, I don't think. It's tough, sure, not what I wanted, but I'm very grateful for this opportunity to have been here at Civic Media. So it was simply a budgetary thing. There are or were other people involved in this that were also let go. That is not my story to tell and not my announcement to make. So we're just going to simply keep it to this show right now. Zomers, more with you and I in a bit here. But this news, not great. There might be a word for it. What could it possibly be? What could it possibly be?
Discombobulating.
That's it. I wish there were somebody around who could help us figure this out, who could help us undiscombobulate. Let's see here.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the recombobulation area.
I mean, we need a recombobulation area.
Everybody needs a recombobulation area. Here, one last time, the real reason I wanted Schaefer to come on is so I could hear that great intro, because, no, that's not true. Partially true. One of the great blessings of being here for 3 years is having the opportunity to meet and work with people I would not have otherwise. And at the top of that list is a guy who I've spent time with behind the scenes. He has been on anchor desks with me on election night, has helped me through this whole thing. Dan Schaefer. Dan, it means a lot to me to have you on this show.
It means a lot to me that you invited me on for this last show here. Thank you so much for having me and for playing that wonderful introduction. I never get tired of hearing that. I'm not sure how much recombobulating I can really bring to you today, but I'm going to do my best as I always do. And I've so enjoyed working with you over the past few years. And, you know, like you said, election nights and special coverage and debates and all sorts of different things that we've had the opportunity to work together on. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to have been able to get to know you and worked with you and learn from you and all of those wonderful things. And so thank you so much for having me one more time here on the Todd Alba Show.
Well, it's my pleasure. And if you don't mind, we're going to bring on another friend of ours, another guy who I knew but would not have gotten to know even better and spent time with. I've literally, in separate bedrooms, mind you, but spent the time on the road sleeping with Trygve Olsen in separate rooms. But Trygve Olsen joins us from the Tony suburbs of Washington, D.C., senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, a River Falls boy. Trygve Olsen, great to have you along. Thanks for being here, my friend.
You're welcome, Todd. I feel like I've been along for most of the 3 years.
You have, so almost since the very beginning. Yeah.
I think it was I think he was on the first Wednesday of the show.
It was day three. Yeah. It was the first Wednesday show, yep.
And I called you up and I said, hey, would you be willing to do this? And you came on. And then I said, would you be willing to do this more often? He goes, how about every week? I said, are you sure?
Yep, it's true.
And he said, yeah.
I did. I literally called you up and said that was the most fun that I've had for an hour in my week in years.
Yep. Guys, let's, about 5 minutes here, 4 minutes left. Let's have a little conversation because, Trigvi, you and I have traveled, had the opportunity through this show to travel all over the state on our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour. Dan Schaefer, let's start with you. Agree or disagree, part of what Trigvi and I have found, and you looking at politics all over this state, there are so many things that bring people together rather than divide. And looking to 2026, wouldn't that be a good model for somebody to run on?
I think so. Maybe you should run then. You've got the.
I tried that for assembly twice. In the words of George Costanza, didn't take.
But I think people are. Want that kind of message. I think people are tired of the division. People want to come together. I think you're absolutely right about that.
Trigvi?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. People are looking for something different. You know, it's not how they, how our politics is going is not how people interact in their day-to-day lives. It's just not.
Yeah, I totally agree. And how refreshing, guys. We had Trigvi and I got to have Fred Clark on a couple of days ago, former assembly person who's running for the Northwoods Congress District up there, the 7th. Here's a guy who actually is a hunter, actually is a forester, an outdoors person. He's not buying brand new jeans at JCPenney. And we had Keller Royce on again today at the top of the show. Dan Schaefer, aren't these the types of candidates that Democrats, authenticity, Dan Schaefer?
Yeah, it's something that sure has been seemed like it's been missing from the Democratic Party, of just people being able to say things without, you know, caveating. I think the Biden administration and the, you know, shielding of his, you know, mental decline, or however you want to characterize it, that was happening at that time, I think that has been something that's really infected the party in a lot of ways. And yeah. I think people need to just start being more authentic again.
Before I go any further, and it's been cleared through our owner, Sage Wild, to let people know, very kind of him to let us do that. We have a new site people can find this show at. It's toddallballshow.com. That's toddallbaugh.com. Toddallballshow.com. You can find us here moving forward. Chance to email us, keep in contact with me, and we're exploring doing some whatever it is, podcasting, or at least keep it, because quite frankly, I'm a lonely single man, guys, and it would be fun to have Dan Schaefer in the platonic sense and Trigvi Olsen to have you guys come on and do something at toddallballshow.com.
Thanks for that clarification in addition there. That's important.
I mean, you're
one.
A handsome man, Dan Schaefer, but A, you're married, and B, you're straight. So, you know.
There is that.
There is that. But, Trigvi, you're working the Lincoln Project, about a minute left here. Moving to 2026, what's the key for Democrats to win the state?
I think being a common sense problem solver. I mean, I think that's what you saw with Abby Spanberger. It's what you saw with Cheryl in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. That's what people are looking for. And it's sitting there right in sort of the left of center. But they care about things like education, the UW system, conservation, those kinds of things, and not allow themselves to be drawn into the culture wars, but just stay focused on the things that matter to people.
10 seconds, Dan Schaefer.
Yeah, absolutely agree. It needs to be a Wisconsin race. You know, it's you can't just carbon copy a national race and bring it to Wisconsin. It's got to be a Wisconsin-specific one, especially if you're a state race.
Dan Schaefer, you can find him at therecombobulationarea.news. Check him out. It's fantastic. You're a fantastic, great friend. I appreciate you. Nobody knows Milwaukee better than Schaefer. Trigvi Olsen, you can find him at the Lincoln Project. Great Substack, by the way. Trigvi and Dan, hopefully we'll see you soon at thetoddallballshow.com. Appreciate you both.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Todd. All right. Thanks for everything you've done.
Our pleasure. Come on back. The celebration continues with a couple of old friends checking in. Find out who it is on the other side of the Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Little Jason Mraz. Love that song. Life is wonderful. And it is. It is wonderful. Welcome back to the show, the Toddallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock on Friday, November 14th, our third anniversary. And as it turns out, our final show. Was told yesterday that today is my last day at Civic Media. By the way, very quickly to add, Zommers will stay. He's going to be around. So he's going to be at Civic Media. So I'm very thankful that Aaron Zomers will still be here at Civic Media. But today is my last day. This is the last show here. Moving forward, you can find us at toddallbawshow.com. It's TODDALLB as in boy, AUGHshow.com. ToddAllBallShow.com. You can also find me on my personal socials on Facebook, YouTube, and yes, I actually have a TikTok now. Trigvy Olsen joins us once again. I'm on now. I got to go to TikTok, Trigvy. I got to have the girls help me out. Your daughters help me out with that.
That Ula can help you produce viral content. All right, very good. I know nothing about TikTok.
Let's go quickly to the phone line, and this is fantastic. She is a legend in broadcasting in the state of Wisconsin, especially in Southeast Wisconsin. She is going to be wrapping up her 45th year in broadcasting on December 12th. Keep tuning in every morning between 9 and 11 to Matinair on Air. Our old friend, traveling partner, and Broadway singer, Jane Matinair. How are you, Jane?
Todd Alba, the classiest human being in broadcasting. I am so proud of you, and I love you so very, very much. And you are not done with me, so don't think you're going to escape me. And well, by the way, yes. I think I need to tell you this real quickly. When I was looking for somewhere to park, I accidentally ran over this woman, and she insisted that I let her get on the phone because she's a big fan of yours.
All right.
So here's woman I hit with my car. Say hello.
Good gosh.
Hey, is this Todd B? Is this B Todd Alba?
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, it is. Is this my favorite?
Well, okay.
My favorite.
I'm so.
What?
Todd, I'm so proud of you. This is your old friend Kristen Bry. Jane did hit me with her car, but I'm young and youthful, so I'll bounce back pretty easily. But I am very. I'm so excited for you and everything that is going to come forward for you and all the opportunities that are come your way after this.
Well, I want to say with both you guys on the line, Kristen Breyer, former colleague here, and as Johnny Carson used to say, now she's on another network. Oh, what the hell? What are they going to do, fire me? She's part of Point Taken, PT, on WTMJ with Steve Scafini there every morning. Kristen Breyer, along with her very own Jane Matinair, Matinair on Air. When I first met you guys, our former president, Mike Crute, sent me down to be security because there had been a broken window. And I walked in for the first time, and Sage Weil, our owner, calls Kristen and said, well, put him on the air with you. We never met. Jane walked in and gave me the look of who the hell is this guy? And Earl Ingram, God love his soul, he looks at me and goes, so what are you doing here? I said, Crute sent me down to be security. And he laughed and he said, no, but seriously, what are you doing here? And
I would say I would trust Jane as my security before I trust you.
100%. But let me just tell you this. I knew from the minute, I've told you this individually, both of you, the minute that I met both of you and sat there after we were off the air and all the way home, all I could think of was, I want to know these two women more because they have an it factor. And you guys were magical in the air together on As Goes Wisconsin. And now having your own shows, nobody does it better than you two. And for inspiration for my nieces to have women breaking glass ceilings and barriers in this state, Jane Matinair and Kristen Bry, you're leaders in this state, not just for women, but for people. And I'm so thankful that this opportunity at Civic, the fact that it's coming to an end, okay, but I got to be friends with you guys, and you're in my life that will never change, and that is a blessing I'll always be thankful for.
We feel the same about you. Absolutely love you to death. You are a fine broadcaster, a fabulous human being, and not a bad singer.
Oh, really? I've never heard him sing. I did not know that. Can he tap dance, too?
A little bit. I can do a shuffle ball change. A flat ball change. Ladies, our old friend Trigvy Olsen is also stream-yarding in. Trigvy, anything you want to say to Jane and Kristen?
No, I mean, they're class acts all the way, just like you, Todd. And, sorry, Kristen, you got hit by Jane's car, but you'll be fine.
Oh, I'm fine.
She's young. She's flexible. Don't worry about it. Get out of my car.
It's true. It's true. Yep. And Todd is probably not the only man that has said, I want to know these two. I bet you've been getting that your whole lives.
Probably.
We were
fans.
Talking about that. That's another show.
All right. See, look, but this is the problem, Trigvy. Other men looking at Jane and Kristen, but nobody looks at me. Well, look, the blessing of this job has been getting to know the three of you. And I hope, well, we got this little thing, and thank you to Civic Media in all seriousness for allowing me to plug this. But people can find me now at toddallballshow.com, toddallballshow.com. And hope all of you will join us on that soon. Jane Matinere.
We will be stalking you.
All right,
we love you,
Jane
Todd.
Matinere, Kristen Bry, love you. Trigvy Olsen, love you. And join Jane Matinere on the way out. Jane, here we go. This is what Jane and I play in the car. A little Book of Mormon. We'll be back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Ah, you knew we weren't going to get out of here in the last show without a little Kenny Chesney. Great new book, autobiography by Kenny Chesney. Check it out as well. That's plenty of time to do that now. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this, our third anniversary. And yes, we found out yesterday our final show. Many thanks to Civic Media for allowing us to have a final show and getting to say thank you. And at least as Mike LaCrone, former band director of UW, says, in Wisconsin, we never really say goodbye, just so long.
Exactly, exactly.
Right? And we'll see you real soon and on Wisconsin. Trigvy Olsen, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, continues to join us. We appreciate that. And this means the world to me. Nobody put up with more of my zaniness on the air over the years and traveled with me more. And I didn't learn more from anybody else than the guy who's coming on right now. It is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you my former broadcast partner at UW-Platteville for UW Pioneer Sports. Once again, here is Kevin O'Connor.
Good afternoon, Todd.
See, even
if you, I would just like to say, if you've learned from me, that explains why today is your last show.
Well, I wouldn't say that necessarily, Kev. I wouldn't. But look, we spent so many, almost 4 years, 3.5 years before I graduated, pardon me, was asked to leave. But I've said on our final edition of Sports Wrap, our program at Platteville, that I would never have more fun. I might be paid more. I might have a bigger I would never have more fun than our time on broadcasting in Platteville. And this has been great, this 3-year run here, but I would still say it's true, Kevin, and thank you for your friendship and your mentorship.
Well, I would, first of all, thank you for this everything you just said right back at you, because I wholeheartedly agree when I think back of all, and I'd like to think that other great moments and great times and professional excitement and other things I would rate as highlights, but it's super hard to look back and say anything, but there's no way to replicate that level of enjoyment and of doing things around people and with people that you genuinely like
right.
so much, right? And where you truly can be yourself and have that level of fun. It was great. That's why it's always been great catching up with you on these shows and anywhere else you might go. Yeah, all those things way back, Sports Wrap. I was actually someone – just in the last week who grew up in Mineral Point who listened to us on the radio when they were in high school. So he's, what, a 5'6". He also works at UW Milwaukee where I work now. And we were reminiscing about that and about the guests that we got, like Dan Van Gundy when he was the Badger coach.
Yes.
Came on Sports Wrap and was college radio in Little Old Platteville. Like, those were the things that were happening. Very strange. I don't think that would happen these days one way or another.
No.
But it was certainly a lot of fun while it was happening. I also, when Jane Goodall passed away not too long ago, I believe we did about 30 minutes of inappropriate radio about Jane Goodall.
Back in the day, back in the 90s.
I don't know why. I don't know what for. I can't say I'd thought about it until
just
that moment. But I'm like, I feel like there was a time where we did stuff we probably would get in a lot of trouble for.
I'm glad that was on Reel to Reel and no longer exists.
That is true. I don't know. I got some cassette tapes here in my basement. There might be some good stuff to crack out on YouTube or one of them channels.
Well,
someday.
Kev, here's the good news. We got our own website now, toddallballshow.com, and so we're going to do a little something over there, and so you're going to have to join us if you'd be so very kind.
I would be happy to. What's it pay?
See, always in it something for Kev. We'll negotiate that. Maybe another dinner at the 5 o'clock steakhouse.
How about that? That would be great. All right. That would be great. But seriously, I think we could get into serious discussion. We know how hard it is to make it in the media business these days. We know how often people have things that someone likes. That people like, that lots of people like, but there's so many reasons they can't last. But I hope you look at it this way. I certainly want to for you. I'm thrilled that for the last 3 years you had this opportunity.
100%.
And sort of reestablished a platform for yourself that then you can go out and set up your own website and try to figure out, hey, what else can I do with that?
Right.
I mean, maybe that comes with age that we're all able to think that way a little bit
more. Right.
But like, it's a chance, right?
You're so right, and I bet Trigby will agree with that. We're roughly all about the same age. Not a lot of good comes with age, but I think perspective does. And I look at this, you know, nobody is getting killed here. I didn't get told I have 6 months to live. I have cancer. It's a job. And I'm filled with nothing but gratitude today, and that's the perspective. And Kevin, we'll let you go, but I have gratitude for our friendship, buddy, and thank you for everything, Kevin O'Connor. And we'll see you at ToddAllBallShow.com very soon.
I appreciate you calling and letting me come on for a few minutes when I couldn't get you fired at this point in time. So that was nice.
Thanks, Kev. We'll talk to you soon, Kevin O'Connor.
You got it.
Thanks, Kev. Trigby, agree or disagree? I think we all get, I mean, we've been through rough campaigns where our candidate loses, you come up short. And look, I mean, you don't always win in life. And I think I won for 3 years, but you get perspective and you get gratitude for what you do get.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, sometimes circumstances are what they are. So there's things that are beyond your control in situations like this. And, you know, the question is, what can you take away from life when it doesn't go your way? I think in my own life, I've learned far more from the times, and I say this to my kids all the time, far more from the things that didn't work out than when things work out. Because
100%.
When things work out, you have a tendency to be like, oh, that's because I'm a genius. But you don't really do the soul searching that you do when things don't go the way you want them to. And that oftentimes leads to even better things.
Right. I want to get to this because I don't want time to run out. And again, I want to thank Civic Media for giving me the privilege to have a last show. A lot of people don't get this. And this is why I wanted a last show. I want to say thank you to a bunch of people. So just bear with me. All right. First and foremost, Sage Weil, our owner and founder and CEO. I would not have gotten this opportunity without him and without his vision and without starting this company. Thank you, Sage. Corey Hartman, our COO. Jacqueline Rivera, Director of Human Resources. Never met a better human resource person than Jacqueline. Aaron Coretto, Vice President of Music, News, and Talk. Drew Smith, Vice President of Engineering. Chris Morrow, President of Sales in the Southern Region. Darla Isham, Vice President of the Northern Region. Nobody works her tail off more than Darla Isham, Big G, Gray, all those great folks up at Park Falls. John Scott, Vice President of Marketing. Our engineers, Chris Casper, former engineer Brian Kelly. They have kept us on the air. Our traffic department, Carol Hornig, Dennis Newell, Megan Stempf. Great job, ladies. Thank you so very much for that. Our producers, Greg Bach, also co-host of Matt Nair on Air. Evan Prescott, Nate Wegehout, Todd Michaels. What a rock star Todd Michaels is. From the news department, former news director Terry Bell, current news director Sholly Pittman, James Kelly at WCFW The Tap, Lisa Hale at WGBW, Melissa Kay at FHR. What a great station Rapids is up there. Pam and all the great people up at FHR. Nobody does it better. Our old Zomer is our old weather forecaster from Weatherology, Kara Foster. Remember Kara Foster, Trigby? She was great.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
My WRCO family, where it all began in Richland Center, my longtime friend of 38 years, the general manager of RCO, Philip James Nee. Phil, I owe you more than you could ever know. Thank you for your friendship, my friend, and for convincing me to get back into this game. Joanne Krulot's news director, Hank Bray. I'm going to say this right now. Hank Bray is the most successful salesperson in all of civic media. WRCO, you might not know this, a little station in my hometown, brings in more revenue and dollars to this company than any other station in this network. That is a fact. And there is one sales guy, and it's Hank Bray, because he understands people. Hank, thanks for putting the dollars in the jar. Bo Hendricks, Chris Simonson, Tim Thied, former owner Ron Fruit and mentor Brian Kennedy, news director Ray Schrader, a great late great Ray Schrader, and Dave Turk. And then there is the Todd Allball Show family. These are the people that get it on the air every day. Chris Pauls, my longtime friend from high school, co-executive producer and at Literally Media. CP writes all of our What's Worse is. He writes a bunch of stuff. This program would have never happened without Chris Pauls. Luke Mathers, our senior producer. Luke has believed in this show. He was our engineer, our board operator the first 2 days. And more than anything, he's a pro and he's a friend. Luke Mathers, thank you very much. The late, great Bill Phillips, our program director, who said, keep that music, keep that tagline. May he rest in peace. Chris Giese, my wonderful friend and brother, a producer who's done so much for this show on site and on location. Jeff Perry, our ongoing senior contributor to this show. Our friend Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow. Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. Pete Schwabe of Nightlight. Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. Earl Ingram Jr., catch him on a podcast. Matt Flynn Direct. How about that? How does fascism creep in, Zombers?
Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet.
That's exactly right. Our friend of we're talking to, Trivi Olson, senior advisor from Lincoln Project, who's been here since the beginning, Brady Ewing, our great friend from Mitchell Center, and his brother, Brandon Ewing. The Ewing family are incredible people. Appreciate them so much. Love them. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter. Jimmy Cuska, sports director. Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. Chad Holmes of WXCL Radio for coming on so many times. Catherine Lake, our program director here for a long time, and Catherine Lake gave me the freedom to do this show for so long. Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch of Just a Bit Outside. I've learned so much from them. They become friends. They're a pro's pro. Catch the movie on Roku, YouTube, Apple Plus, right? Prime, yeah. Or buy it at Amazon DVD. Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch, thank you so much. Sam Davidson, our great producer. Parker Olson, producer. Dom Lee, producer. My mentors, Dale Schultz, Scott Klug, and Chrissy Andrews. My family and friends, my mom, Heather, my sister, my brother-in-law, Mike, my nieces, Addison, Isabel, the dog, Frankie, my dad, Mary, Mike, Emily, my cousin, Susan, my Kohler family, Kurt, Florcy, Alex, Jason, Keegan, and Buddy. Kristen Bry, my wonderful friend and colleague here at Civic Media. Tom Jackson, who's written so many things for this show behind the scenes. Jonathan and Allison Klein, my kitchen cabinet, my week in review friends. Kevin O'Connor, as you just heard from. Troy Everson, Carrie and Bill Pink. Rob Daggett, Joe Berkland, my two former trainers and became friends. Rob Wheat, my longtime friend from Richland Center. And Jeff Daniels. And we're gonna finish this up on the other side. Zombers, I could have never done this without you. We'll get more into this in a minute on the other side. But Trigvi, it takes a village, just like a campaign. And when you hear all those names, that's why I wanted this show, Trigvi. And that's why I thank Sage and I thank Corey and I thank this company, because they didn't have to let me do this. And it speaks to their character to allow me to it. And I wanted everybody who's been a part of this show for 3 years and listened, it's not about Todd. It's about all those people who got me here. And they're the ones that deserve the credit. And I love them all to death. And we're going to come back on the other side and wrap this show up. Stay tuned. It's the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. on the Civic Media Radio Network. The time is 8 minutes before the hour, 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather, our great sports reporter. Nobody does it better than Mike Clemens. Let's keep listening to him for all those great sports updates on another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by another great edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Been seeing all the texts, all the good wishes, all the, just know I've read them. Sure, I didn't have time to read them on the show, but it means the absolute world to me. I appreciate it so much. Trigvi Olsen joins us once again. Zommer's here on the board. Let me say a couple of them. Right before the break, we had the Kenny Chesney song, We Do. And then for a long time, we copied him to the Friday Mimosas. And, you know, who lives like we do? We do?
We do.
A lot of people think that song's kind of bragging. Oh, you're on the road, you're going to be a rock star. Or you're on the radio, you're some big deal. No. That's not the point of that song to me. We all have the opportunity to live like we do. There's somebody in Richland Center right now who thinks that, you know, I wish I could live in Milwaukee because it'd be so cool to live in a city. But let me tell you, there's somebody living in Milwaukee saying, I wish I could live out in the hills and go hunting. And Trigvi Olsen, isn't that what we've discovered all across this state? That each of us every day has a choice to get up and live like we do. And it doesn't matter what race or creed or color or sexuality or anything. We get the choice. And that's what this is about, is coming together and making a better state.
I mean, I think that's been the key to your show, Todd. Like, you're a class act, and that comes across. And you care about people. And in the world that we're in, quite frankly, I think you hear that in your listeners. You hear that in the people that we met when we were traveling around the state. You saw that in your coworkers. And, you know, I would just say thank you from me, because as I said to you 3 years ago when you asked me to come on and we talked afterwards, you know, it's the best hour of every week that I've had for the last 3 years to come and get to hang out with you, because you're just fun. Well, exclamation point in people's lives. And I think that's, you know, you're seeing that with all the people that are reaching out. And I've talked to some people since you let me know. And, you know, that's the sad part. But yeah, That's just the way life is. And it's not like you're going anywhere. Right. You're not saying goodbye forever.
Banned from Civic Media. They've been kind enough to say, hey, maybe I'll make an appearance here and there on Civic Media. You can find me moving forward at toddallballshow.com. That's TODDALL, B as in boy, AUGH show.com. Toddallballshow.com. That's where you'll find me in the future. Zommers, what do you got?
I don't think I'll be able to say much, so I just want to say I agree with everybody. Thank you so much.
Zommers, when he and I sat 3 years ago, we didn't know each other. No one has been more loyal to me personally. No one has worked harder on this show and making it sound great every day. Like, I don't mean to offend anybody here in this company. There's a reason I always ask for Aaron Zommer's election night, special reports, because he's a pro.
And there's a reason I'll always say yes when you ask. It's because you are too.
I appreciate that, my friend. That's the part I'm going to miss the most, getting across, look across the window every day and seeing you, buddy. But he's going to see, he still has a job. He survives. That's great. I'm glad for that. And I don't know what's going to come next, but here's my ask of all you guys. Whoever is going to fill this spot next, show them the love and the graciousness, the respect and the loyalty that you've given me. Because they don't have a choice coming into this slot. It wasn't their fault. So show that to them. Don't be a stranger. This state is better than when it's best when we work together. And that's what makes me so thrilled. And I'm filled with gratitude, right? The old Dr. Seuss line, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. I'm filled with enormous gratitude for this opportunity. You have all made my life better because of being here on this show with us every day. Your loyalty means the world to me. And I thank this company for this opportunity, and thank you all for listening so very, very much. I won't see you Monday. I might be reading a book. I'm not sure, Trigvi. We'll see, but we'll figure out something on Monday. Tune into Jane Matt Nair, Pat Kreitlow, every morning from 6 until 9. Jane Matt Nair from 9 until 11. And here's the key. Sage had this vision, Sage Weill, when he started this, to fill local news deserts with true and honest news. That, Trigby, agree or disagree, only a couple minutes left. We have seen that, whether it's Richland Center, WRCO, Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR, Park Falls, WCQM, Wausau, WXCO, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, WCFW, The Tap, WGBW, Green Bay. It's these people, they're the heroes. I just get the privilege for 3 years to sit in front of this mic. But it's those people going to school boards, county boards, giving you the truth. That's what makes the difference, Trigby. 30 seconds.
Yeah, and what makes Wisconsin great is the people like we met in Stevens Point who drove hours to come and hang out with you, Todd, because they get the fact that you're genuine and you were touching their lives each day, or the people in Seattle who came to when we were out there. Or
right?
My daughters.
We got to do the show.
Cried when they heard that you weren't going to be on the air anymore.
Oh, so thank you. We got to do the show in freaking Seattle at a Packer bar, my godson Jason and you and your daughters. How cool is that? We got to do it in Los Angeles with our friend Kelly Call at a beach in Hermosa Beach and doing it outside of USC Stadium.
Or in my hometown of River Falls. Right. You got to meet my buddies, and they became listeners. Yep. So,
Trigby, my friend, thank you very much. Zomers, I love you, man. You're the best. And all of you for listening. I love all you guys. Find me at ToddAllBallShow.com. ToddAllBallShow.com. And on the socials, it's just my name, Todd Allball, at Todd Allball. That's where you can find me. Thank you, everyone. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, seriously, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you soon down the road.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.